Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Everyone knows therapy is great for solving problems, but getting therapy has its own problems too, like finding the right therapist, fitting into their schedule, and of course, the cost. Well, BetterHelp can solve those problems. It's totally online and built around your schedule. It's surprisingly affordable too. Connect with a credentialed therapist by phone, video, or online chat, all from the comfort of your home. Visit betterhelp.com to learn more and save 10% on your first month. That's BetterHelp, H-E-L-P.
Welcome to Toon Jam. I am Matt.
And I'm J-Man.
And today we're covering a pretty fresh property. And by fresh, I mean fresh.
Of course.
And that is Cyberpunk Edge Runners. So maybe you've already jumped on this. Maybe you've seen it. Maybe you don't even know what it is. Let me tell you a bit about it. Cyberpunk Edge Runners is an anime series and spin-off of Cyberpunk 2077. For those that don't know, is a CD Projekt Red video game who made, they're the guys that made The Witcher. They released Cyberpunk 2077, and it came out as a bit of a travesty, to be honest.
That's the biggest, probably like flop release in video game history, I'd say.
Yeah, it was pretty crazy. It just wasn't ready.
And caused
controversy on the scene. They're still trying to push it now, aren't they, kind of thing?
Like, yeah.
Obviously, it cost them a lot of money, and they're trying to finish it still. This show, though, however, was produced by Studio Trigger under the supervision of CD Projekt Red. It contains 10 episodes and premiered on Netflix on September 13th, 2022. So that was last week.
Yes.
I believe. Last week, for those listening absolutely freshly, it is directed by Hiroyuki Imayashi. Apologies if that's incorrectly pronounced, but he brought you things such as Gurren Lagann.
Gurren Lagann, yeah.
Yeah, I've not watched that, so again, apologies. Premiere and Kill la Kill.
Yeah.
So there you go. Not a lot of information out there about this, to be honest. I've been trawling through and can't get you much more than that. It's so fresh.
Yeah, but that's it. It's an anime based on the infamous video game.
Yeah. So obviously it's very cyberpunk heavy.
Mm.
Which, you know, it's in the title, so you'd expect it. And it's very anime-ish as well. So if you're into those two things, no doubt this is one for you.
Hmm.
But we do have, though we have little information, we do have two online ratings. One, of course, from IMDb. And we have both an audience score and an average tomatometer.
Oh, really?
Tomatometer. Wow. From Rotten Tomatoes. So let's begin with your guess. Let's play Guess the Score. What's your guess for the IMDb score? Bear in mind, this is out of 9,200 ratings.
It's gotten over 9,000 ratings in a week.
If only the game had sold so many copies.
I know. that's pretty incredible. Okay, I'm going to go 7.6.
7.6, okay. Mm-hmm. Okay, so let's start with your audience score.
Audience score, I'm going to go 88%.
88, and your average tomatometer, the critic score?
I'm going to go 100% on that one.
The guess that keeps... I always wonder if you'll guess anything else.
I know, I'm still wondering in that moment, like, maybe it's time for a change, you know?
Not today. Okay, right, so... So you said 7.6,
I think. I should have gone 7.7, really. Cyberpunk 2077, yeah.
Okay, you can change it if you
want. I'll go 7.7 just for a laugh.
Okay, yeah. Okay. Well, okay, I can tell you that you're wrong.
Okay.
And if you had said 7.6, you would have also been wrong.
Oh.
Because it's 8.7.
Wow. You're a
whole star off there.
Wow, that's very high.
Very high.
almost at the 9 there, which you know, should really... Which,
it's very rare we reach those heights.
Wow, 8.7, that's...
Just to put in perspective, Arcane was 9.
Yeah.
It was obviously one of the higher rated ones we've done. Okay, and then going over to average audience score, you said 88%.
Yeah.
Again, you're off. It's 97%.
Wow. That's...
Yikes.
That is very high.
Very high.
People love this show, by the sounds of it.
The surprise.
Yeah.
In your voice. Yeah. To be honest, I was surprised that they were this high. It's pretty incredible. And then you've got, of course, the average tomatometer, the critics' score at Rotten Tomatoes. You guessed 100%. The answer is... Of course, 100%.
Oh, yeah. There we go.
Another perfect show.
Yeah.
So, you know, if you came on here to hear glistening 100% reviews, there you have it.
You've got them. Yeah.
You got them. So stop listening now.
So that, I mean, that alone is a absolute... 180 on ratings compared to the video game.
Like, yeah.
if you went onto the you know, the game on, you know, wherever you play your video games and looked at the ratings when Cyberpunk came out, it did not look like that at
no.
all. In fact, I'm pretty sure they updated the ratings. And I know they definitely did on the Xbox store. And kind of just got rid of all the old ones because it was just bringing the score down so bad.
Yeah.
So, like, yeah. Wow. A week in and everyone's very happy with it.
Obviously. Very happy with it. Which just shows you, I guess, and there was a lot of excitement for the game. But just for the concept of it, I guess. You know, it's obviously something people wanted. The fact that there's so many reviews. I mean, we've done shows that have been around for, you know, 30 years.
Yeah.
And they've still only got, like, reviews in the hundreds.
Yeah, yeah.
Whereas this has been out a week and it's got 9,000 reviews.
Over 9,000.
Yeah. And that's reviews. I mean, like,
yeah,
we've both watched it and none of us have done a review on there. So there's many more, I'm sure.
Wow.
So there you go. Interesting stuff. Obviously, we'll have some stuff to say about it. But before we talk about it, what has Twitter got much to say about it?
Yeah, Twitter seems pretty happy with it as well. We've got that Finn guy who says, "Just watch the entirety of Cyberpunk Edgerunners. Go watch it. Trust me."
Oh, he's asking you to trust him?
Yeah.
I took Finn as I presumed.
Yeah. There. Yeah. That Finn guy, you make a presumption.
Yeah,
could be wrong. So, could be wrong.
Could be wrong. Apologies if so, but I'm taking a gamble. But yeah, asking you for the trust.
That's an interesting one, I think.
So, yeah.
Can you trust
this? We rarely get that. But yeah, clearly, you know, not only enjoying it, but trying to get others to watch it. So
yeah,
obviously a big fan.
Big fan. We have the Sphere Hunter who says, "Cyberpunk Edgerunners does an amazing job at showing more of Mike Pondsmith's cyberpunk world. In universe slang, what it's like living in Night City and how graphic the people and tech can be It's a lot more than a companion piece to Cyberpunk 77. It excels at being its own thing. Check it out.
Yeah, I think the key word there being graphic.
Yeah, yeah.
Pretty graphic.
Very graphic.
This is not one I would advise you let your children watch.
Not for the little ones.
Not for the youths.
Yeah. So Mike Pondsmith, for those of you that don't know, he was the guy who made the board game, which Cyberpunk is based off. So it was a Cyberpunk board game, which then became a video game, which is now an anime. So, yeah.
And the board game was of similar graphicness.
Well, I think all of the story and everything was derived from the board game. Yeah, it all kind of originates from there. So yeah. A lot of these elements are from the game.
Interesting.
We have Kiaki's art. Ooh. Who says, Cyberpunk Edgerunners is one of those anime that make me remember why I fell in love with the medium of animation all those years ago.
Oh, I like that tone you added. Interesting, yeah. I mean, it's definitely a prime example of anime.
Yeah, yeah. Can be very rapid in what it does.
Yeah.
Plays into some animation stuff quite well.
Yeah.
And I guess, it does have a very slick kind of look to it, and it feels
like a higher budget anime.
Yeah, it does.
Than you perhaps might be used to.
Yeah. We also have House to Astonish, who says, Cyberpunk Edgerunners is such a great show. I love when cyberpunk media concentrates on how everyone in its story is doomed by capitalism. It's just a matter of how long is left on any given character's personal clock. It's too bad they won't live. But then again, who does?
What a tweet that was.
Yeah, yeah.
both the review and sort of ominously dramatic.
Yeah. So that's like the type of tweet you don't want to read when it's like you're just about to go to sleep. It's like, oh no.
That feels like, the start of a Goosebumps book.
It does, yeah. Yeah, I like that. But that is cool. This does feel like it leans into that very quickly from the episode we watched, going straight in on number one. Feeling the pain of capitalism on the characters there.
Yeah, definitely.
Yeah. We have A7X Rogue Titan, who says, good morning to everyone. But whoever wrote Cyberpunk Edgerunners, you've destroyed me emotionally, and for that, I wish only pain unto you.
Oh. Is that a good review?
I think that they were emotionally stirred by what happened in the show. So I think, I guess the show did what it was supposed to, but
I know, but to wish hurt on someone,
only pain, like no relief, just only pain from here onwards.
Strange response. I could not say whether that was I would call that a shaky middle response.
Yeah, it's a real shaky middle tweet there. And then finally,
I hope that you've recovered from that as well.
Oh yeah, yeah. Hopefully the pain hasn't. This tweet hasn't conjured that into being by any means either. That would be unfortunate.
Yeah.
We have a Noba Bobara, who says, Cyberpunk Edgerunners is without a doubt one of the best things I've seen in a long time. The art, the story, the characters, everything was such a blast. Even got me in the feels.
Oh boy, another the best.
Yeah,
I like they just said in a long time. That's a bit less definitive as to what we used from Twitter, to be honest. Another very big fan.
Yeah, hit all the notes for them there. Art, story, characters, and emotions.
Yeah. There you go.
So yeah, so Twitter, other than the shaky middle one, very positive.
I will say
as well, it's ridden with fan art at the minute. If you go on there and search Cyberpunk, you will be scrolling through lots of fan art, which is always, you know, a positive thing. Like people are like, I watch this, I liked it so much, I want to draw those characters. Oh, yeah, here's my take on it. So yeah, there's a lot of Edgerunners discourse on Twitter at the minute. So I think that's landed pretty well by the sound of things.
I mean, it's really all positive, like everything really.
Yeah. And I mean, again, to go back to the video game, like the first, I think I'm sure it came out in December, and you know, halfway through the month there, the PlayStation Store issued you know, refunds for anyone who had purchased the game because it was so broken. There were so many complaints. If you went on Twitter, it was just, you know, memes of Cyberpunk being broken and clips of bugs that were game breaking, people saying, I want a refund. Nobody was happy with this game. Like, nobody had. I mean, up until early this year, I don't think anyone was, unless you had like the highest end PC, unless you had a PC from 2077 that had somehow come back in time to let you play the game, you weren't happy with the game at all. And I was one of the few that played it and successfully made it to the end without crashing.
That's pure lottery moment, really.
Oh, man. Yeah, I've got to be in, like, there's probably five other people that did it.
Yeah.
It's a small number on the last-gen consoles as well. So I had the worst equipment to play the game.
Yeah.
But still made it through. So, but yeah. So, yeah, you've so very
how did you find it?
I enjoyed it. I mean, it wasn't, I really like the cyberpunk kind of aesthetic, and obviously very, very futurist person, like anything futuristic. The story was good. I did enjoy the story. I mean, it wasn't as groundbreaking as I was kind of hoping. It was good. But definitely pulls from other things you've probably seen before in a different manner. And I mean, again, that could be just the fact that the game, the board game obviously came out a long time ago. And so other things have used that as a kind of leapfrogged off those ideas. But it was okay. It was good. It wasn't, when I think about, in comparison, the response to like the Witcher games and stuff like that. This seemed to be a lot shorter story-wise, and didn't have as much, I guess it wasn't as rich an experience maybe as I'd anticipated, but it wasn't terrible. It wasn't, you know.
Yeah, so I mean, the fact that you completed it, I mean, so obviously The Witcher 3, highly popular game.
Yeah.
I'm sure I sunk somewhere between 3 and 7 days
really
of gameplay time into that game. And that's just one playthrough.
Yeah.
So I guess there's obviously a clear difference there.
Yeah, yeah. I think
if you played Cyberpunk for that long, you wouldn't have gone without experiencing some form of issue.
Yeah, yeah. So yeah, it's one for me, just because I guess I did make it through pretty early on, and then waited a couple of years, and now we've got this anime for it. So,
and am I right in saying that there's been an update to the game that coincides with this series, as in, not necessarily the content, but they've released it at the same time?
I'm not sure, actually. They seem to constantly be doing updates because it's taken them a very long time to get it to a playable state, especially on previous gen consoles. So I wouldn't be surprised if there was an update recently. I'm not sure
I noticed, you know, I'm sure there's an update that's coincided with it, and they've put it on sale as well.
Right, yeah, yeah.
You know, while this is just obviously fresh in people's minds.
Yeah, yeah, there's definitely a lot more talk of the game. A lot of people on Twitter saying as well that this, watching the series has made them want to either, you know, try the game out, or, as I saw a lot, was buy it again, which means they probably bought it, played it, got a refund.
Got rid of it.
Yeah, and then they haven't gone back to it since. So,
which I suppose, you know, this just shows you, I guess, the power of marketing, and especially how good, you know, not just animation, but a series or something can be for marketing.
Oh, yeah.
It's... You know, we've seen it with Arcane. People getting into it that aren't even interested in the subject. They just want to see something, you know, different.
Yeah. And they just want more of that stuff. So they're like, well, what's the source material sort of thing?
Because, I mean, I don't know the numbers, but you would imagine there'd be, you know, more players of the game since Arcane came out.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, definitely.
And I imagine more people will buy Cyberpunk due to just watching the series.
Yeah.
Try it out. Okay, well, you know, obviously we've got down to sort of meaning behind it, the game and things like that, but let's dig in. What are your first thoughts? Like, what, you know, how did you feel going into, you've played the game as well, so.
Yeah, I think the world looked very, like, familiar. It was like, oh, okay, cool, yeah, we're in Night City. A lot of the characters and the, you know, the tech that they use, you were like, oh, okay, yeah, I kind of know what that is, or that I've seen that before. And I think they did a good job of you know, sort of moving it over to the anime. I liked the lighting and stuff, you know, that there was a lot of that neon kind of glow going everywhere, even in scenes where you're like, I don't actually know where that light's coming from. Like, it was like, I'm glad they just put the neon in anyway, because it just makes it kind of look cooler. But yeah, I mean, it was different in the fact that we've got these kind of these different characters, and it was very focused in on the very kind of micro level on this one kid and his story. So I mean, you play as a different character in the game, so I was like, this is interesting to see from a different perspective. But it's sort of, as far as the storyline goes, there's a lot of parallels in as far as, you know, what their apartment kind of looks like, you know, the sort of daily walks out to wherever and back again. It was like, oh, okay, yeah, I'm, you know, it is reminding me of the game, and but it's something a little bit different. And the characters were pretty entertaining from the get go. I thought, like, what did you think?
Yeah, I mean, I don't know, to be honest. Like, obviously, I've not played the game. I know what Cyberpunk is as a genre, but you know, the most I've seen of it, I guess, is something like Blade Runner, and stuff like that. But obviously, there are, you know, anime is a pretty good star to choose, I guess, going into animated, simply for, like, you know, was it Ghost in the Shell and things like that.
Mm.
It kind of has a place, doesn't it?
Yeah,
like Cyberpunk in anime. But I don't know, it didn't really tick a lot of boxes for me. Obviously, I had no ties to it going in.
Yeah.
But it just, the story felt kind of generic.
Yeah. I know what you mean. Know?
And I don't really feel like the main character was like some sort of, you know, street rat type character.
Yeah.
Just a guy that was causing trouble at school and seemingly in general. I couldn't quite figure out if, you know, it's at the start when he's got his head, like his sort of glasses, if whether it was VR or if he was actually controlling someone or.
Yeah, that some of that stuff was confusing. Like, it was weird how much of the sort of like cyberpunk kind of lingo and stuff that they kind of crammed in very early on. And it's like,
that was something, the dialogue I hated.
Yeah.
I really, you know, you're just like, ugh.
Mm. That's something you have to get used to in the game as well, because they all just kind of talk like that. It's very, but I suppose that's kind of a futuristic equivalent of if you play fantasy and everyone talks in ye old English. So
Yeah, in a way. But it was just a bit, it felt a bit try hard, because I mean, ye old English does exist. Whereas the future stuff, you have to make it yourself, don't you?
Yeah.
And sometimes it's like, all right, I get it.
Mm.
You know, they just shorten words like, yeah, your hardra, man. Hardra instead of hard drive or something.
Yeah.
And it's just like, that's, would you really say that?
Mm. Like, yeah, there was a lot that you kind of, I suppose playing the game, you kind of get it over a span of time, but they really, you know, in 20 minutes, there was lots of, they were talking about eddies, which is like their currency, like the BDs, which is the brain dance, which is like the VR stuff. Like, you know, there's so much stuff that there's like, I can't imagine going into this without kind of knowing some of it. It really would throw you off.
So. Yeah, I did. It genuinely felt a bit confused. I mean, you get the concept of it, you know, there's obviously like, you know, it's a bit of a police state or the, you know, capitalism ties.
Yeah.
There's sort of like rebels in a way going about, but they're more just like thugs.
Yeah.
It just seemed like there was no real good guys like anywhere.
Yeah. Yeah.
And there was a lot, and you know, there was a lot of people just basically having sex with virtual reality gear in the middle of the street.
Yeah.
That's kind of like what I got from it.
I will say that this felt very much like an episode one. Like, but yeah, it got to the end.
Hard on everything.
Yeah. It got to the end and I was like, well, yeah, I mean, something's happened, but I'm not particularly amped to watch the next one. And also, I didn't feel like I, even though I know a bit more about it because I played the game, I didn't feel like I kind of really got enough from the world to kind of want to continue. Like, I guess because the plot was really just honed in on that one character who, like you say, it wasn't like a storyline that couldn't really happen now, you know, like, somebody's parent gets into a tragedy and they're, you know, they're out of money. They're kind of, you know, ashore. So, yeah, it did feel weird that they'd chosen to kind of go that route. Because it seems from the art and from what, you know, from the millions of fan art I've scrolled through on Twitter, that there are other characters that crop up that are a bit more interesting.
Yeah, yeah. I'm sure there are.
Yeah.
But there's like, I think there was a lot of like, it made... I mean, we've talked about it so many times. Like, obviously, anime is a bit hit and miss for us.
Mm-hmm.
I'm especially so. Like, some of it I really like. Some of it I just can't stand.
Yeah.
And this sort of felt more in that latter bracket. Like, just some of it's just over dramatic, and it's got it's bad voice acting, which I'm sure will upset a lot of people. Just me saying it, but it is. Bad scripting and then I think almost it's not just the voice acting, and I think it ties in with the actual characterization and the actual animated characters acting.
Mm-hmm.
It's so, so over dramatic, and it's so what you expect of anime, and it just winds me up.
Yeah, it's just that anime style. It doesn't settle with you at all, does it?
Because like... and this is why I think anime never works in live action because it's, you know, it's bad acting from animated characters, and then you translate it into it either looks really silly or doesn't match up.
Yeah, it's very over the top, isn't it? Like everything is like, you know, when they're angry, they're literally screaming, and then like when they're happy, they're like rolling around the floor or whatever, like that kind of stuff. Yeah, but like when you try to turn that into live action, it's very bizarre.
Yeah,
it's just like,
we've watched a few, and usually we've reviewed them pretty well.
Yeah,
not always, but more often than not, I would say they've been like, you know, pretty surprising for me, especially.
Mm.
But this, I don't know. It tends to be when they're more serious as well, and trying really hard to.
Yeah,
like it's almost trying to be. You know, it like really edgy and hard hitting, like the amount of like sort of graphic sex, graphic violence and all that sort of in it. It is a bit jarring as well.
Yeah, it can be. Yeah. I think, especially with this episode, it was obviously really trying to sort of show you the emotional toll of what this character was kind of going through. So it did have very like serious moments. Like quite long series, like, you know, the whole process of him just kind of getting up in the morning and leaving the house and then going back.
Yeah,
felt very like, yeah, okay, like he's having a, you know, it's rough or whatever sort of thing. But it did feel kind of stretched out a little bit.
What was the, you know, the superhero one we watched?
Super Crux,
that's right, yeah.
Yeah.
So when you think about it, in a way, the stories are kind of similar. You know, young character basically going through what is their normal.
Yeah.
And then coming out at the end of it, what is about to be the series. It's kind of a lead up, isn't it?
Yeah. But that, I much prefer.
But so different at the same time.
Yeah.
I felt like that, like, did it much better than this.
Yeah, yeah. But I think the difference is, like you say, that was a lot more. It was very fun. Like, it was very silly, and like it had a bit more comedy to it, I think. Whereas this is trying to give you that hard hitting cyberpunk kind of like vibe a little bit, like straight away.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage, Shopify is there to help you grow. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 36% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Get a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/work. Shopify.com/work. If you thought the only way to get a more defined jawline with natural-looking results was through surgery, think again. Juvederm Volux XC is a non-surgical injectable gel filler that improves moderate to severe loss of jawline definition and can help you achieve natural-looking results with little downtime. Even better, this improved definition lasts up to 1 year with optimal treatment. No maintenance required. Improve jawline definition for a smooth, sculpted look with Juvederm Volux XC. For important safety information and to find a licensed specialist, visit Juvederm.com. That's Juvederm.com. Not for people with severe allergic reactions, allergies to lidocaine, or the proteins used in Juvederm. Common side effects include injection site redness, swelling, pain, tenderness, firmness, lumps, bumps, bruising, discoloration, or itching. There's a risk of unintentional injection into a blood vessel, which can cause vision abnormalities, blindness, stroke, temporary scabs, or scarring. Talk to a licensed specialist to find out if it's right for you.
Everyone knows therapy is great for solving problems, but getting therapy has its own problems too, like finding the right therapist, fitting into their schedule, and of course, the cost. Well, BetterHelp can solve those problems. It's totally online and built around your schedule. It's surprisingly affordable too. Connect with a credentialed therapist by phone, video, or online chat, all from the comfort of your home. Visit BetterHelp.com to learn more and save 10% on your first month. That's BetterHelp, H-E-L-P.
Burrow is a furniture company known for timeless design and thoughtful construction, and free shipping, and that extends to their outdoor collection. Their outdoor furniture is built to withstand the elements, featuring rust-proof stainless steel hardware, weather-ready teak, and quick-dry foam cushions. For Memorial Day, get 15% off your Burrow purchase at burrow.com/ACAST, and up to 25% off outdoor. That's up to 25% off outdoor furniture at burrow.com/ACAST.
I will say as well, the soundtrack was kind of fluctuated a lot. Like, I was really expecting a lot more kind of, you know, dark electronica kind of stuff. And that sequence again, when he was kind of leaving home, felt really like, just it was so bizarre, the music that they chose for it, because it was almost just kind of like, I don't even know what the genre is, but it's kind of this clinky kind of fun, like, we're having a bedtime. It's a really strange choice. And then in the middle of it, there was like, when he was having a conversation with his mum in the car, they had a health track, which is that was probably like the most fitting cyberpunk song that they had in the whole show. But you couldn't really hear it. It was turned down really low as they were talking over it. And then everything else, like, it was just kind of back and forth. And then the credits rolled and it was like Franz Ferdinand. And I was like, what's going on? What's going on with the soundtrack? Like, this doesn't feel very cyberpunk. Like,
it's just, no, like, yeah. I know what you mean. It felt like playing like an old Dreamcast game.
Yeah, they just put a classic Sega soundtrack to it.
That's what it felt like. You're just like, okay, whatever, I'll just play.
Which is really odd as well, because a lot of that makes up for, it does a lot of the legwork for making it feel cyberpunk. Like, when you think of Blade Runner, like, there's so many scenes where you hear those, like, that Vangelis horns and stuff, and it's like, this makes me feel like I'm in that kind of world. So, very strange options. I will say as well, I did notice that that health were accredited incorrectly on the credits as well. So, you know, the pain really? Of cyberpunk continues. Yeah,
they'd
credited the backwards. The title and the artist was reversed. So, you know, I guess that's just the legacy of cyberpunk is there's something broken.
One bit which particularly I felt, you know, sort of when I felt like it was a bit generic in places.
Mm.
And this is the bit I kind of wanted to mention most is like the bullies in school.
Yeah.
And the fact that it was, I mean, there's like three guys that sort of beat him up in an alleyway. Mm. Felt a bit like a scene from Shenmue. But with like with like James from Pokemon beating him up. But it was just this, and this is why it winds me up. This is what winds me up about it. He's talking to him. He's like basically ripping into the main character
because
he's a bully. But his head is like slanted so far to the left or the right.
Oh yeah, that I did notice that as well.
It's just like I'm starting to do it because I'm just like, what? Why are you doing that? This is so stupid. Mm. Who does that? These are the things that wind me up. It's so silly, I know, but when I'm watching it, I'm just like, stop it.
What is happening? Yeah.
And I can't listen to it. But yeah, that really wound me up.
Yeah, there's definitely moments like that. I suppose because I do watch a bit more anime, you just kind of get used to it. Like you almost shrug it off because it's like, yeah, I've seen worse, I suppose. or like, this is just kind of what happens. Like when someone's angry, we just get close-ups of like,
I think that's it.
You clenching and whatever, like, you know.
You either get used to it or you don't watch it.
Yeah. Yeah, that's it. Yeah, yeah. So it's a lot of it's just like a shorthand for whatever.
Yeah,
but,
yeah.
But because that's how anime's always done it, they just have to kind of keep doing that, I suppose. But obviously, some of the action stuff looked pretty fun, and you know, some of the as the animation got into the action, there was lots of like, you know, fun bullets flying everywhere and body parts and whatever. Which you know, I'm into that. So
yeah, I mean, if you are into just like gratuitous action,
yeah,
this is a great sort of show for it.
Yeah.
And obviously the aesthetics are like pretty pleasing for, you know, a lot of people.
Yeah. But I'm surprised there wasn't more of that though, really, for episode one. Like I thought they would really kind of amp it up and be like, this is what the series is going to be, but it was you know, a drama for most of the episode, I'd say.
Yeah. Did you feel like it really established the world?
No. And that's what I was kind of disappointed with, really, was that I didn't get to see. I mean, obviously, there's a whole series to watch, I suppose. But
yeah.
As far as...
You know, we've seen it, you know, we've watched things before where they do manage to at least show you enough to be like, oh, yeah, okay, I see what I'm getting.
Yeah, I mean, David the Gnome, we were absolutely over the moon about how much world building.
Get me started. On David the Gnome.
I mean, that's how you do it. That is, you know, every little thing. This didn't really do that at all, which it's just very strange. I mean, maybe it's more of an anime pacing thing, because I have seen other shows where it's like this. Like episode one's like, I didn't really get anything out of that.
Yeah.
I guess I'll watch the next one and hope for the best. Like, give it three episodes and see what happens. And I think feel like this is going to be another slow burner like that. Not lots of the world, not like, I imagine if they'd put this out and it was a, you know, like a weekly drop or something, like maybe a lot of people would have fallen off it pretty quickly, because it wasn't an episode that I think it does make you want to, it's not Netflix in you, it's not making you beg for more. You know, there's no huge cliffhanger that you're like, what's next? It's just like, oh, okay, I guess
it's like a pre-planned to binge series.
Yeah. Yeah.
So, you know, if you're going to watch it, binge it. Mm. We've only watched one episode and it's not really hooked.
No.
Which as well is not what you expect from a Netflix show as well.
No, that's true. Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah, which this is, if we hadn't said. But yeah, okay. Well, is there anything you sort of wanted to add, anything that really stood out to you or...
No, I think I did. Again, I liked the colours. I liked a lot of the colours that they used. And I think just the bits of the environment that you did see, and the little sort of bits and pieces from the games you know, were cool. Like, there's, you know, gang members and stuff that you're like, oh, okay, like they're about. That's interesting. But I did think it felt kind of like, I, you know, there's a huge chunk of people that aren't going to get anything out of that, you know, because they haven't played it. So I thought it was odd, actually, the balance of things that they kind of chose to use there. And again, like I say, with the dialogue and stuff at the start, very, very strange. But I mean, maybe this is that they want to do the same thing for the people that the show is their first outing, and sort of give them the same cyberpunk experience of like, well, you're going to have to figure this out because that's how it works in the game.
Yeah.
But yeah, I did like the visuals. I think I got on with a lot of that.
Yeah. Okay. Well, we've talked about it. So let's move on. Let's give our final reviews.
Damn, these bullies have courted me again. I'm so sick of their nonsense. But this guy's so weird, I don't understand what he's saying to me. He keeps...
Prepare for trouble, and make it double.
He keeps chanting stuff that rhymes, and I'm not sure why that's supposed to be intimidating, but either way, you know, I don't have much money, and, you know, my mom's kind of in a real situation. These guys really aren't helping. And
to protect the world from devastation. To unite all peoples within our nation.
He keeps doing stuff like this, and at the same time, his neck just keeps tilting over to an angle that it really doesn't look comfortable at all.
To denounce the evils of truth and love, and lean over to the right so I can see the stars above.
What, I mean, is he got an injury there? Why is no one else saying anything? His friends are just, they're standing there like, this is normal. This shouldn't be normal. I don't think anything about this situation is normal. Is that, it's like at a right angle now, his neck. And he keeps saying, why has he got a giant R on his shirt? What's happening?
James.
Who are these people? There's no Jesse and James in our class. I don't even think there's any Jesse or James in our school. And where?
Team Rocket blasts off at the speed of light. Surrender now or prepare to lean over to the right.
What is he doing? I think he's supposed to be threatening me, but I don't know how I can be threatened when he keeps conjuring a cat. Is that a cat that he's got?
Meow. That's right.
Where did this come from? I don't understand this situation. I'm just going to kick him really hard and hope that he goes away.
Team Rocket's blasting off again!
Okay, so here at Toon Jam, we have a three-point rating system that goes as follows. So we've got thumbs up.
Mm-hmm.
Welcome to the future, baby.
Yeah.
Thumbs down. Get that virtual reality headset on, because things are about to get racy.
Oh.
Oh my. And shaky middle, the bully's neck in the morning. I can't imagine that's going to go well for him. Mm. So, yeah, good, bad, in the middle on that one. So, Cyberpunk Edgerunners, your thoughts?
Yeah, I mean, I think it did feel like I did get a little taste of a cyberpunk environment there. You know, like I said, enjoyed the neons, enjoyed the colours. We did see a little bit of tech kind of going on. You know, I feel like there's not a lot of sort of cyberpunk kind of stuff, or even like futuristic stuff to that level anymore. You know, it seemed like it all kind of died in the 80s. Yeah. Now there's loads more fantasy stuff, so it is nice to see that in an anime, in something animated. The story wise, I wasn't really, you know, over the moon about what we were seeing in episode one. I get, obviously, they've got to do some, you know, do some character build up and stuff, but it didn't feel like what we saw was really showing me the world and the environment. And even at the very end, I wasn't completely compelled with how it left off to be like, oh yeah, I really want to watch the next one, which I think is always a bad sign for an episode one. There was some cool action. There were some cool, you know, fights and blood and gore and virtual reality sex, if that's your thing. And I mean, that is very much cyberpunk, like that is kind of the environment. So I guess they, you know, tonally, that makes a lot of sense. But yeah, I think this one is probably going to have to be one of those where you really just, you're only going to get the most out of it if you, you know, get to the end sort of thing, which is strange because you know, I'm not rushing to go and watch that episode two. So very, very odd. So for an episode one, I'll say this is, for me, was really very much a shaky middle.
Shaky middle.
So, yeah, not particularly living up to the hype. You know, not as bad as the game, obviously. That was a disaster. but yeah, shaky middle on this one for me.
Okay, yeah. Yeah, it's a weird one because obviously, you know, we both had our opinions coming into it. We'd watched it. And that was the first time I'd looked up reviews and stuff. And obviously it's glistening. So
yeah,
I wonder if as it goes through, it gets a lot better.
Yeah.
But then you think, like, you know, a lot of it said about the emotional sort of side. And, you know, with his mum sort of popping her clogs in the first episode.
Yeah.
Spoiler alert. not that you'll care. It just didn't really, you know, affect me in any way. No. So it's hard to know if, you know, whether to rely on that. But I don't know. I really didn't get on with this. I know it probably won't, you know, please everyone listening. But, I don't really like the acting all around, both from voice acting to, you know, character, the way they were portrayed. I didn't really like the story. Didn't really sit with me. To be honest, I didn't really like anything. even the action was like, I don't know, ridiculous. Mm. When he started using his, like, he gets into a fight with his bullies and he uses kung fu.
Yeah.
And he's just, it was just like, what am I watching? This is like Street Fighter. And he was just like hovering near his face for ages and then just finish him. I just couldn't get into it. So yeah, for me, it was a stinky thumbs down.
Oh, no, not stinker. Stinker.
Not enjoy this. Apologies for those listening who probably are like, this is ridiculous. But yeah, I just didn't get on with it. Yeah, gutted, really.
Mm-hmm.
You know, not enough Roman bathhouses for me. That's clearly the problem.
yeah. No, Gwent.
Yeah. Yeah, you know how it is. I just didn't see what would pull me back. In fact, I immediately removed it from my continue watching once I'd watched it. Cause I was like,
never a good sign.
Yeah. So, yeah, I don't know. There you go. A shaky middle and a down.
Mm-hmm.
So sorry about that. Any new listeners that will probably never listen to us again.
Yeah. See you later.
You know, we're just trying to be our honest selves.
Hey.
Maybe you hate what we had to say about it. Maybe you completely disagree. Maybe you agree and are in the minority amongst us and you want to get in touch with us. You can do so on the Three Difficult Opinions of the Internet, Facebook, Instagram and Twitter at ToonJamPod. If you'd like to catch some of our old episodes that aren't perhaps in our feed anymore, then you can go over to YouTube, again, ToonJamPod, or alternatively, if you're listening over on YouTube, you can catch us anywhere you listen to your podcast as well for newer, fresher episodes. We also have bonus episodes that you can grab over on our Patreon page, which you'll find us again at ToonJamPod. Otherwise, thank you so much for listening. And until next time, you stay jammy.
Hey, everyone. Thank you for listening. If you want to help the show keep going, you can be extra jammy by heading over to our Patreon page at patreon.com/toonjampod. Here you can get a shout out on the show or unlock bonus episodes. Ratings and reviews anywhere you listen to the podcast also really help us out. So thank you and stay jammy.
Imagine the softest sheets you've ever felt. Now imagine them getting even softer over time. That's what you'll feel with Boll & Branch's organic cotton sheets. In a recent customer survey, 96% replied that Boll & Branch sheets get softer with every wash. Start getting your best night's sleep in these sheets that get softer and softer for years to come. Try their sheets with a 30-night guarantee. Plus, get 15% off your first order at bollandbranch.com. Code BUTTERY. Exclusions apply. See site for details.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. Quince.com/style.
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.